You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? I'm your host, Shit Candy, and this is my lost girl, Maggot Boobies.
Ew.
That's better than Pig Lizzie.
She is my magnet tar pit trap. Can you hear the buzz? The love buzz? It's Mr. Love Buzz himself, bile cream.
Is that the same as anal leakage?
I went to the Marilyn Manson School of Making Your Own Name, where you have like bad thing and good thing, kind of like our boy Lucifer Valentine here. So I gave our
what a corny ass name that is too, by the way.
Yeah.
So I gave us our own Lucifer Valentine type names.
Yeah. No, I'm here for bile cream.
God.
I always wanted a self-lubricating hole.
What do you think, maggot boobies?
I fucking hate it. You're going to hear that a lot today.
Yeah.
Why is that?
For lumps to a whole nother level.
Why is that, Lisa?
Because I fucking hate this movie.
Oh, well, tell me what the fuck you're watching.
That would be Slaughtered Vomit Dolls from 2006.
Oh.
Slaughtered Vomit Dolls.
Slaughtered
you say.
Vomit Dolls. It's such an amazing name. How could it not be good?
Honestly, I don't even think you need to see the movie. You just read the title and you got it, right?
Yeah, you understand what it is when you hear the title.
It'd save you an hour and a half.
Yeah. It's not
good. It seemed like so much longer.
It did.
It really did. I know we say this a lot, but seriously, dude, you could have cut 30 minutes off this movie.
Yeah, this one I think especially, maybe more so than even others, or at least on par with others, could have been a solid 45.
Yeah. I probably would have liked it a lot more.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so there's a lot of nothing in this movie, right?
Well, there's like a lot of like effectual like visual audio combos. Like,
right, okay.
It's like affecting, but I don't think it doesn't bring you anywhere. It's just like uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because when I think about our movie, I think it was last week, Thanatomorphos. There was a lot of nothing in that movie, too. There's a lot of just sitting around the apartment.
Yeah.
But I was still, I think, more invested in that.
Well, that one had a woven in, like, portions of a great soundtrack with, like, the Bach violin sonata that would play while she would do her day-to-day tasks and stuff. We didn't get any sonatas this week.
Oh, okay.
And also there was like decent cinematography happening.
Yeah.
And we also didn't get that this week. there also was just a lady doing stuff, which is in and of itself a little bit more relatable and identifiable than the shenanigans we witnessed this week.
Yeah. For definitely. Sure.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not here to kink shame. If vomit does it for you, and if, you know, a jarring smattering of illusory at best visual do it for you, that's great.
Yeah, so you think this is like a fetish film first and foremost before it's like a movie?
I do think so, yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, definitely nothing wrong with that. But I do think it is a BDSM adjacent.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
This is a porno producer that watched fucking Guinea Pig. That's exactly what this is.
Yeah, because the longest clips we have are like of a stripper doing her routine or like vomit sequences. Those are the only like actual scenes we get. So
yeah, the throwing up goes on for far too long every single time.
Well, the anorexic pussy out strip routines goes on for quite a bit too.
Yeah. I did not sexualize that.
It wasn't it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Wasn't even there.
Nobody was there.
I know, yeah. Maybe there's also something there's an eerie feeling to it in an empty strip club.
Yeah.
I don't know about her.
This one is written and directed by one Lucifer Valentine.
Yeah.
Corny.
It sounds like a guy from a dark romance novel.
Sounds like he has
what's the
oh my gosh,
books called young adult?
Yeah.
YA. Yeah.
Yeah.
YA novel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a name from like a emo band in 2006.
It does. That's what it made me think of at first too. Was very Bullets for My Valentine or
totally.
That's true.
This movie stars Amira LaVey as Angela Aberdeen. We have one Pig Lizzie.
These names are great.
I'm assuming she played the pig.
She was the only one that I thought was actually. I'm not a body shamer, but I have a type, and she was the first one that looked fuckable. Like there was like a butt to grab onto.
Right. Yeah.
And she did the pig. She did the pig nose thing.
I know they kept kept calling her a pig, and I was like, she's not even fat.
Yeah.
No, she looked like a fucking Renaissance painting. She was hot.
Yeah.
We have Maja Lee.
Yeah.
Which I am assuming is...
She's the one who undergoes a facelift.
Yes.
A little bit involuntarily.
Definitely. Yeah. We have Pam McCartney as Princess Pam.
Yeah.
She's the one that gets her
she's
arm
our
cut
musician.
Off. Miss Pussy Pants. Who do you think
love
is?
That name.
Who's Miss Pussy Pants?
She gets her throat slit in between Princess Pam and Alan Nasty.
Okay.
Alan Nasty does all of these murders, apparently, these first three.
Really?
Yeah. Or first four, sorry. Alan Nasty is our fifth death.
Yeah, okay. He's the guy that gets the saw to the head or something?
He does get the saw to the head.
Yeah, Alan Nasty. Then we have Hank Skinny.
Hank Skinny.
He's the love Hank Skinny.
Yeah.
The prolific puker, Hank Skinny.
Oh, yeah. With that fucking... Did you guys have those cups growing up too? Those ones that looked like the Donkey Kong barrels but were glass?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like everyone had those cups growing up, and
I guess I wasn't really paying attention to what the cup was, but I think I know what you're talking about.
They look like they're trying to be like a beer mug, but they look like a glass barrel with a handle on it.
Yeah.
And he just keeps filling and drinking that cup with his own vomit. And I love that for him.
Dude, that guy's fucking crazy, man.
I hated every second of it.
Man. He put everybody to shame in this movie.
Oh, yeah. He was in there.
This is fucking Hank Skinny's movie.
Oh, for sure is. Because when he takes that fucking circular saw to Alan Nasty's head and just starts... chomping down and vomiting in that head. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's S tier. That's some S tier vomiting right there.
Fuck.
And then we have Kevin Vitto. Don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't remember another. I don't know who he was.
I don't remember many dudes.
It was just the two that I can recall. I don't know who that is.
Looks like he wrote Alvin and the Chipmunks, the TV series.
Well, two episodes of it anyway. Left in his life.
Two episodes of it, yeah.
God damn. What a resume.
And that's about it on his whole resume. It's this and writing on Alvin and the Chipmunks and then like three other things that no one's ever heard of.
Man knows what he likes and doesn't do anything else. It's insane to be involved in Alvin and the Chipmunks, the TV show, and then this.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking crazy. So that's it for our cast. Should we mention that Lucifer Valentine's getting, like, Me Too'd right now?
I think so.
I don't know anything about it, so...
I don't know enough. I was looking at stuff for the past 2 hours, but I got really hung up on the making of.
Yeah.
I spent way too much time there. Well, is anyone surprised that Lucifer Valentine is being Me Too'd?
No.
Yeah, I think that's to the surprise of nobody.
Okay, you can have fucking weird fetishes without being an abuser.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
Yeah, but when you start making movies about your weird fetishes, and you turn into kind of an asshole.
Yeah. I feel a little attacked. My my Google Photos reminds me of things that happened last year. And this morning I watched a clip of me fucking someone's feet. And I'm like a known asshole. So.
Yeah, you're next, Bo.
Yeah.
You're going to be right there with fucking Lucifer Valentine. Bile cream. Yeah, there's just...
I just think that probably being an aspiring movie person is going to make him more shitty than just the fact that he has the fetish.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
There is something about that industry that tends to breed.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
But I think it's outside the scope of this podcast. I thought maybe we would just touch on it.
Is that why the movies took 3 years to get made? Was because we were waiting for them to hit 18?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I have no idea about any of this.
I will say that our boy Stephen Biro from the Unearthed Films and American Guinea Pigs, he said, fuck that Lucifer Valentine guy. He threatened my family.
Oh.
Unearthed handled the Vomit Gore trilogy for a little while.
Yeah, all the stuff I see still has Unearthed Films all over it.
Oh, yeah. And then I think old Lucy, I don't know, thought he sold like a bajillion copies of Slaughtered Vomit Dolls. When in reality, he sold like 4. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
And do you think he really thought that? This is on drugs, yeah. That man's on drugs.
I don't know the details.
I'm gonna assume he's on drugs.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, he got mad about not making enough money and threatened Byro's family.
I mean, I get it. There are a few fields more lucrative than... you know, vomit porn.
Right, yeah.
So that's an understandable frustration.
Yeah.
I have another one I want to tell you guys because, like, you can't look anything up about these movies or this guy without running into another allegation.
Yeah, that's why I honestly, and this is, it took a lot of sifting for me to get to actual movie-related content about this movie.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time just, like, perusing different things trying to get through the allegation parts.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so in a YouTube review for the Vomit Gore trilogy, in a random comment, this guy says, he encouraged my ex to unplug my IV while I was in the hospital and record it. He also encouraged her to drug my coffee, and when I got home from surgery, drug my coffee when I got home from surgery and record that as well. I hope to God this man goes down.
Are we sure your wife just doesn't hate you?
Okay, now this same guy, it's gotta be. I found him on Reddit. Okay.
Now, same story.
Same story, a little different. After I had a major back surgery, L5-S1 fusion, if you wanted to know.
Yeah. Ex-girlfriend
drugged my coffee, masturbated over me, and filmed it. I woke up twice during this experience, but was so out of it, I couldn't do much. She then gives it to Lucifer Valentine, and he makes a manip short for manipulations. Yeah, he's fucking going off, dude.
I don't know. That's scummy. Isn't that a little more on her?
Yeah,
seems but a lot more like a her problem.
She had Lucifer on her shoulder going like, yeah, masturbate
over
his corpse.
That devil on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I don't know, man.
It's just crazy.
I hope he, hope that man moved on with his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's having a tough time.
That was a rough go. That was a rough hospital experience.
Well, I guess we'll move on to our new segment.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Tuesday night. It's family movie night. And your kids are like, hey, let's put on Slaughtered Vomit Dolls. Now, as a responsible parent, you want to know what your kids are getting into. That's where IMDb comes in with their handy parents' guides. So let's take a look at the parents' guide for Slaughtered Vomit Dolls to see if this movie is okay for your children to watch.
Oh, man. All for the Family is really up in there.
In the sex and nudity column, we have it's rated severe.
I should hope so.
A drunk woman is on a toilet seat and falls off and is passed out. She's half naked, wearing a bra and no panties, completely exposing her pubic region. Her shaved genitalia is shown as she's flailing about. In the violence and gore section, also rated severe, a woman has her eyeballs dug out of her skull with a screwdriver after presumably crying blood. And while blood spews out of the sockets, the killer plays with them. The killer then...
Poor Pig Lizzie.
Yeah, Pig Lizzie got it rough. The killer then viciously stabs both her open sockets, releases more blood everywhere. Throughout this, her eyeballs are seen being held up to the camera. A woman has her arm cut off and is forced to play guitar. It's hard to tell what's going on.
Yeah, whole fucking movie right there.
Yeah, that little, it's hard to tell what's going on in parentheses really sells it. Profanity, also rated severe. Almost 257 uses of fuck and 300 uses of shit. Extremely...
Oh, man.
Extremely crude name-calling. Slut, motherfucker, whore, tranny, fucker, etc. I didn't hear anybody say tranny.
Miss tranny.
I
don't know. I didn't hear it, I don't think.
I don't even register the fuck word anymore. I would have never guessed there were
257.
I didn't even know a couple hundred words were said in this film.
Yeah, for real, dude.
Yeah, that seems crazy.
That means fuck was a hyper majority of the actual words said in this movie.
And shit.
Surely.
Yeah, it's 95% of the script, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Fuck, shit, slut, motherfucker, whore.
Granny.
And tranny, apparently.
Alcohol, drugs, and smoking. This one's rated mild.
Oh.
Drug and alcohol use throughout the film. Flashes of drunk people passing out.
I guess there's not, like, implicitly shown use.
Tell me what this one means. A woman has gnawed teeth from repeated tobacco use.
Yeah.
Did they mean gnarled?
Maybe. In a strip club, many spectators drink beer. That never happened. Nobody was in that strip
spectators. Club. There must have been a flashback that I don't recall.
A woman has gnawed teeth from repeated tobacco use.
Yeah, I've not heard them described that way before.
And then frightening and intense scenes. It says severe, but there's no little blurbs about it.
Yeah.
So that's your parents' guide. All in all,
it's a severe movie.
Severe.
It's a severely shitty movie.
I'm concerned that this exists and that people have actually funneled and expended their time and energy into it. Mostly because the title of this movie in question is Slaughter Vomit Dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Who writes a parent's guide for slaughtered vomit dolls?
Well, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. We don't live in that reality, though. If that's the title of the movie, I think you probably know what's going to go on.
And I definitely don't think, hey, that sounds like a good movie for the kids to watch.
Sure, Sally. I'll pop the popcorn.
That's been our segment on The Parent's Guide to Slaughtered Vomit Dolls.
Our movie opens in what I thought was sort of misleading in that homemade videos of children are always terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I thought we were in for a ride.
Me too.
Is that her as a kid?
I hope not.
It looks like it could be.
It's like 90s footage, if so. So there's, I don't even know how you could really tell.
Our
camcorders weren't great back then. I do enjoy the impact and effect. It sort of leaves the whole film with a really unnerving and sad feeling because it keeps flashing to what I assume is our featured female leads.
I agree.
Childhood films.
Yeah.
Definitely is unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the distortion that they do even on hers is impactful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose to believe that's just a child actress and not actually footage of her.
It's got to be her.
Somehow that makes it creepier.
Oh, it's fucking crazy.
Then the grooming starts to feel a little impactful.
Okay, we do know for a fact that they were, like, dating or something. So, yeah. Maybe she just had her home movies.
I know, but it makes me feel icky.
Yeah.
Like it's an icky movie.
Yeah, I guess.
Can you tell me what this fucking movie's about?
Well, the jury's out. I don't... Having watched it, what I would qualify as about 1.5 times so far.
Yeah.
I believe it is a descent into madness by like a highly toxic, codependent, enabling couple. Like sort of, you know, like those lovers who kill type situations. Okay.
Ken and Barbie killers.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just on a lot of drugs and none of this shit happened. And this is just supposed to intimate what being on meth for 5 years would feel like.
See, I couldn't decide if she was just hallucinating all of it or if it was real.
I don't know, because these other related characters that appear almost implicitly just to be tortured. They don't really get in. It's not like character development happening for anybody.
No.
So I don't know what's up with none of these people. I know that in between our intro, which is like, to answer the question, I'm going to go with A Descent into Madness by a couple who are into vomit.
Yeah.
These are two, we might call them lovesick lovebirds.
Yeah.
They found love in a sticky place.
Okay, so the IMDb says the gruesome tapestry of psychological manifestations of a 19-year-old bulimic runaway stripper turned prostitute as she descends into a hellish pit of satanic nightmares and hallucinations.
You do have the interspersed. This is what I mean. It's so erratic because there's the interspersed, like, oh yeah, we're trying to summon the devil or like become a demon or something.
Oh yeah, she makes like a pact with the devil or something. Yeah, right?
While she's being like railed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay. And where's the sex? Like, you do everything else. Actually, in this movie.
It doesn't actually feature. It shows a lot of, like, almost like POV porn.
Yeah.
Where like you see them going through the motions of what I would assume is being railed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Lucy might be self-conscious about his wiener.
I think he's probably self-conscious about a lot. I think
maybe.
I think when you adopt a persona called Lucifer Valentine,
yeah.
I think to say that there's a bit of compensating going on might be an understatement.
I mean, Lisa kind of pointed out that anytime there's like a murder taking place, it always cuts to like, what's her name? Angela sleeping.
Yeah.
Hinting at maybe they are like nightmares or hallucinations.
Mm-hmm. Well, she mentions nightmares somewhere in the film. This film's not linear whatsoever.
Yeah.
And so, and I don't even know for sure. I want to say it was in the latter part of the second half. She mentions something about being able to have like several thousand dreams in the matter of seconds.
Oh, is that in the movie?
Yeah. That's what I mean. They're so interspersed, these like bits of mostly superfluous dialogue, I think, are just like enveloped in these shots of sort of jarring displays of gratuitous vomiting and or labias.
Yeah, dude. I know, it all blends together.
Yeah, it's impactful in that way. If their goal was to bombard the viewer into like oblivion, then yeah. I think they were on the right track there.
Well, and like that weird little "it really hurts to laugh" featurette, I think a lot of that stuff they put into the movie itself.
Yeah,
because all like the like super close-ups of her face and she's like talking, that's in this, the "it really hurts to laugh" thing. I think they just put it in Slaughtered Vomit Dolls and slowed it down to half speed so it sounds all weird.
Yeah.
It's just
that was
fucking home movies.
Yeah, the audio manipulation, though, was just so bizarre.
Yeah.
I've really only seen that used to, like, intimate if you've drank some lean or something. Or, I don't know, smoked some PCP, I don't know.
Yeah, usually, like, some kind of drug-induced stupor. Yeah.
Either way, I think it's... I don't know if it's before Pig Lizzie, but I think it is. It's mentioned in one of our blurbs with lines that when she was 13, she burnt down the neighborhood church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is before Pig Lizzie, because right before that, she was getting railed and saying that she, like, forsakes her Christianity, and uh-huh. she replaces yeah. her mother and siblings and brothers with demons, and... you know, all that fun for the family stuff.
Yeah, she pledges her life to Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, that's just gotta be an ode to Lucifer Valentine, right? That's what that's for.
Yeah. Well, in a lot of his interviews...
It was probably a thing they did during sex.
Yeah, but, yeah. He says, "Call me the devil."
Pledge your life to me.
Sell me your soul, bitch.
Tell me I'm the prettiest angel.
Yeah, and then I'll be like, "I'm an expensive whore."
Yeah.
But then going on, and I guess inflation, right? But she's going over the price list, and it seems entirely...
Yeah, not expensive.
Not expensive.
Yeah.
$20 blowjob, yeah. $60 for an hour.
Yeah.
If you want to fuck me in the ass, that's $60.
Yeah.
But you can fuck me in the ass for $60.
That seems pretty cheap.
Yeah. I think so too. But I guess, you know, immediately post 9/11, maybe that was expensive. I don't know. But
and these are Canada prices too. So
oh, this is Canadian?
Oh yeah.
I didn't pick up. Well, I couldn't tell because of the fucking voices.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't hear any accents.
All right. So where are we at now? Are we getting into the recap or?
Well, we're on our way to Pig Lizzie, which is our first big feature.
Yeah. This is our first murder.
Yeah.
Takes place March 31st, 1994.
Yeah. Pig Lizzie seemed like a fun chick. she had what I would describe as like a curvaceous, but not what I would describe as like fat.
Yeah, I didn't think she was fat.
Yeah, she had a nice ass and she had tits.
Yeah.
And this is the only time either of those are featured in this film. So Angela Aberdeen has like a stunning face.
Yeah, she's got a really cute face. She almost sometimes reminds me of like Emma Watson or something.
Me it, too. I was thinking same, that through the whole
same
movie.
Bone structure. Yeah absolutely. Things don't start out great for Pig Lizzie, in my opinion. She seems not to be bothered by it at first.
Yeah.
She's just being sort of playful and laughing and smiling, mm-hmm. and then she engages in the pig face.
Yeah.
Holds her nose up.
Out of nowhere, right?
Yeah,
kind of. I don't know. Stuff was being said, but I couldn't tell you what it was.
Exactly.
And then, yeah, one of our male features in the film, Alan Nasty, gouges her eyeballs out.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we're kind of eyeball aficionados at this point. What did you think we about that eyeball scene?
Not great.
Yeah.
No, special effects-wise, it was not great at all.
Yeah, those were some lackluster eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Not...
Also, the face that he was stabbing afterwards to get the blood spurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only vaguely looked like a face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it had the face. It had the features of a face, but it did not in any way look human to me.
Yeah. Well, it kind of got pounded into fucking bacon. Yeah. I don't know. Like the eyeballs, they almost kind of look like half eyeballs or something, right?
Yeah.
They looked tiny.
They didn't look like balls.
I mean, I guess they were removed partially. Like maybe he like slit them in half on accident with his screwdriver. Hell
yeah. You don't want to scoop an eyeball out with a screwdriver.
Not efficient, surely. I mean, unless, I don't know. If you're going to scoop an eyeball out, I want the whole eyeball.
Yeah, definitely.
I also wanted, since we're in a vomit movie, I wanted some more slurping off the eyeball goo.
No, I think it would have fit. I think it would have fit this movie.
You got to eat the eyeballs and then puke them back out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to like do the, you know, instead of shoving your whole fucking hand in your throat to inspire gagging, just dingle the fucking eyeball down there. Tickle your little throat slapper back there.
Dude, we didn't talk about like the interviews that Lucifer Valentine has done, but basically they're all fucking bullshit. Like, I don't know. He's really just kind of trying to build like a persona or a mythos around him. So like all his interviews are fucking like not true, I don't think. But like one of the interviewers was like, "Do your actors just like barf on cue or what?" And he's like, "No, I usually just stand next to him with my cock out in case they need something to stick down their throats."
Oh my god.
Yeah, and like one of the fucking most egregious interviews that kind of led me to believe everything's bullshit is this Horror News Net interview.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, he's talking about his movies, and they're fucking puke movies, right? Uh-huh. And the interviewer's like, "Please tell us about your theory of the paradox of relativism of the human condition and spirituality, and how has this affected your cinematic pursuits?"
I read this transcript, I think, because I laughed out loud getting it.
Yeah. He's got this whole thing where he's like, "Yeah, I used to have a sister. Her name was Cinderella, and we used to, like, fucking stuff."
Okay, yeah, because I'm reading something right now where he's like, they said, "Do you remember where you were the day of Kurt Cobain's death?" And he was like, "Yeah, I was doing what I do every day, taking care of my baby sister, Cinderella.
Yeah.
My father came in and told me the news. I just sat there in shock and said nothing. And my sister, who was blind as a bat, felt my face and knew I was very sad."
Yeah, blind autistic sister. He used to have to put a leash on her so she didn't run into traffic.
And he, God. Oh,
and as Cinderella, and as Cinderella and myself went way beyond the imagined taboo of incest, we were so closely connected that we became incest.
Yeah,
we actually became each other and were interchangeably inseparable. So, like, every interview is just ridiculous.
Either he's trying to falsify depth to himself, which is what I'd bet money is his, like, shtick, or he's just, like, a high-tier troll.
Yeah.
I think it's...
I hope it's that, but I bet this is a guy who...
Well, you know, there's also, like, some, you know, like, bands and stuff would be like, yeah, I only sleep in the morgue so I can be with the dead, or, you know...
yeah.
A lot of metal bands would be like, yeah, we're fucking cannibals and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of people, like, adopt these personas but don't buy into their own bullshit. But, and I don't know where that line is for Lucy.
And there's also the whole angle that kind of, I guess, extreme horror movies take where they try to create the controversy.
Yeah.
They're all trying to get that Charlie Sheen moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, you know, something like it. So that could be it, too.
Yeah, you know, it's all bullshit, definitely. It's just, I can't discern if it's, like, bullshit for bullshit's sake, or if it's, like, a grandiose ideation that this man's begun to believe in to somewhat, like, somewhat for himself. I don't know.
Yeah, which is why, like, I started to not believe anything I read in any of his interviews.
Yeah.
And most people seem to agree. But they always latch on to the one thing that he says in his interview and takes it as absolute truth is the whole, Amira got kicked out of her house and she came to my doorstep in the pouring rain and she was strung out on drugs and I held her in my arms and I said, oh, you're mine now. And we started a fucking 24/7 power exchange or some shit like that. And I'm like, everything else is bullshit, why are we believing that?
Yeah, that's I'm on the same boat as you. I don't know why they would believe
Believe that either, but maybe they did have one of those relationships where he was in charge of everything, you know? Maybe that's just a possibility. Their thing.
Did I make it up that that's referenced to in the movie?
It could honestly be, I just don't fucking know.
In between two of the murders, I don't recall which two. It's like I said, it's impossible to track when the blurbs actually happen, because often they're repeated, and there's no sense to any of them.
Yeah.
But one of them, she's talking about her master, and like when he lets her eat and stuff. And
oh, yeah. I don't know.
I don't recall when that occurred, though.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, she was abusing her psychotic medication, and she swiped a carton of milk off her dad's counter. That's all she had with her. When this is Canada, and I know milk comes in bags.
I was just about to say that. Because you already told me this is Canada land, so yeah. I know.
Case that's fucking not a closed.
Yeah.
I also know that their health care is provided for them, so.
Yeah, for real. Like I said, this guy, you never know what's true and what's not, even in his movies. Like, he did a documentary called Black Metal Veins where he follows around heroin addicts.
I got lost in this wormhole, too.
Yeah, and there's, like, rape and death in there. Completely fucking fake.
Yeah.
One of the people.
Well, that's what these types of people can't be trusted to do anything that's like a documentary. Like, you can't assume any of that's like a documentary.
One of the people that die in Black Metal Veins shows up in his next movie.
I know, I read
that. It's like, what the fuck? So you don't know what's fucking true and what's not. Yeah, on this It Really Hurts to Laugh thing, she's like sitting on the couch or whatever, and he's got the camera, of course, and he's holding up the sheet because I guess she fucking masturbated on it, fucking squirted all over the place. And he's like, "Are you taking your medicine?" She's like, "No." I told you, you really need to be taking your medicine. This is why you fucking can't stop masturbating. It's fucking insane, dude.
Oh, my God.
It's wild, man. And I do also have a interview from Amira LaVey. Anyway,
I'd be more interested in hearing from her, but there's no way that she's like a sane person either.
No.
There's very few interviews of her. I only found two so far.
I'm sure very few people give a fuck. So,
well, I was super interested.
Well, me too.
Yeah.
She's really an interesting person. I don't know.
I'd imagine so. She's had quite the ride already.
Yeah, dude. Anyway, one of them's like super basic and you don't get a lot of information out of it. But then I found one from, I think it's 2015. I think maybe after the whole trilogy wrapped up. I'm not entirely sure. The interviewer asks, given the chance, would you carry on the exploits happily with Lucifer Valentine, given the opportunity? Basically asking if she'd do another movie. And she says, most definitely. So I think she's just down for the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know. She seems to not be bothered.
And you watch the making of. She was super involved in it, and I think she was happy to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe she was.
So I don't,
yeah, that's why I think they've got that. They've got that freaky couple vibe, which I love for them. I hope that they're just happy, and that this is just like a trolling of the...
Yeah, and that...
This is just a troll bit.
I don't think the movie's is fucking an abuse showcase. It's basically what I'm trying to get at.
I don't
at.
Really either.
No.
I guess we'll wait for the next one and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I know that extreme sexual context aren't relatable on a massive scale, so that people typically assume that it's the product of like coercion or abuse.
Yeah,
just because they never would.
And not to mention this fucking, I don't know, man, in like 2020 or something like that, all these fucked up movies got like super popular for some reason. And so like Slaughtered Vomit Dolls is hitting like TikTok and shit. And you know,
I noticed screen grabs of it being featured. I don't have TikTok, but I saw like the links were trying to take me to TikToks about it. I was like, that's why.
And everybody's talking about it.
That's what it was just taking me to was TikToks.
And we're like, oh, this is the most fucked up movie I've ever seen. Everybody's getting abused. And I think people just kind of ran with it. They don't really know what they're getting themselves into.
Well, it's also like lenses. It's not like realistic to judge some features historically, like through the lenses of today, because like the political climate is so dramatically different. This was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real.
When this film was done, you can't even really compare it to like what a Gen Z's, you know, like social conscious would dictate as acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't related. Those aren't related paradigms.
Yeah, because like I see all the jokes all the time about how The Office would be canceled today.
Most of our favorite shows wouldn't even make it to season two.
Exactly.
Yeah. Even like one of the most successful shows of all time, for reasons beyond me, because I thought it was garbage, was like How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, see, I loved it.
See, everyone loves it. I don't know. That show annoyed me. But I don't think it would have survived if it like dropped today.
No, because I've been rewatching it lately.
Yeah, it doesn't all age well.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to make it to season two.
Yeah.
We're kind of offensive.
We are.
Yeah, but we're just analyzing other people's content.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I joke about pedophilia pretty often, but...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Exactly. I see, I told you that. I knew. As soon as you played that button, I was like, that's going to be for my pedophile.
Oh, God.
That's why we're getting canceled, Bo. We fuck around too much.
Do we want to go to our next feature, Princess? Or no, we're on to Maja Lee.
Man, did we even finish fucking Miss Piggy?
We talked about the eyeballs being disappointing.
Yeah.
and the face being sort of human.
So the face gets, like, bludgeoned to death, and then...
And then he just keeps stabbing it, doesn't he?
Yeah. And then she's crawling around with a perfect face and no eyeballs.
Did you see on IMDb that instance was noted specifically as being a plot hole?
Oh, yeah, I did scroll by that.
Yeah. And they're like, there's no way she would be crawling around after that much blood loss. This is completely removes me from
she would probably be dead already from the blood loss, lack of oxygen, yeah, and having part of her optic nerve and brain damage before she could even try to get away from the killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great for me. I love people who leave reviews. That's, I gotta get into that. I gotta be one of those people.
Yeah. I know, I just can't do it.
It never even occurs to me to do that. I wish it did, though. But yeah, Pig Lizzie crawls around a bit. Big plot hole, I know. But it's sort of intimated that she's then tortured and killed off camera.
Oh, yeah, and then the eyeballs are on the table and she, like, pukes all over her eyeballs.
Yeah.
That was nice.
And then, I could speak slower than you.
It reminded me of, like, some Twin Peaks freaking stuff.
It was so stupid.
Yeah, kind of.
I can speak slowly. I can speak slower than you.
Yeah. I can speak the slowest.
Yeah, it reminds me of Twin Peaks whenever they're in the freaking weird...
Yeah, only worse.
It was.
Yeah.
It gave me the vibes. A lot of her lines gave me the vibes of, like, when you're... I had these interactions with, like, my godson when he was, like, 3 or 4, and I was trying to get him to shut up and go to sleep, and he'd just be saying, like, stupid shit.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep himself awake.
Uh-huh.
That's what, that's the vibe I got from that. Just shut up and go to sleep.
Yeah, and then I guess we move on to the second execution. April 1st,
1994. Maja Lee.
She's chained to a radiator. She's crawling around.
Yeah, not going great for Miss Maja.
No.
She gets her face peeled off.
Yeah,
she does.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I think it gets featured again later, I think.
It does, yeah.
They're wearing it around, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it gave Devil's Rejects vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And our friends here at IMDb have a factual error for you.
And yeah, I saw this too. I saw that one too.
Actually, when the killer cuts off a woman's face, the killer reveals to the camera a face mask, which would be used for skincare, covered in blood, with the holes for eyes and the mouth, while the eyelids, nose, and mouth are still stuck on. It would also be impossible for the killer to cut off her entire face in such a short period of time since the skin is so thick. And her skin could not possibly be as thin as a cosmetic face mask.
Yeah, I love the things that people come up with that, like, this just bothers me so much I have to post on IMDb about it.
Which I do love that. I love that instinct in people. I want to nurture that and encourage it in those around me.
Yeah.
I think they should all do that. Because I enjoy reading it.
Me
but,
too.
It's strange in this movie where there's no, like, real firm grasp on how much time is elapsing ever.
Yeah.
to your one qualm being the time.
Yeah. I know.
Bitch, we don't know how long he was hacking away at that bitch.
Yeah, we have no idea how long he took.
But that's just me. That's a strange hill to die on.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, this is the one thing, like, oh.
Yeah.
This just took me out
until
of
he
it.
Fucking,
yeah. It just looked so real up until that point.
And also, that was only a 10-gauge scalpel. Why is that the voice we all use when reading these people's comments?
I know.
I don't know. It's just the perfect voice.
It's real, though. That's the voice. Good neck beard. Okay. Yeah, after this is when...
Blisters makes her appearance.
Yeah. I God. Why though? Which, okay. I guess, well, like, she's kind of a scabby girl. She's like bruised the fuck up everywhere.
Yeah.
And the bitch is obviously dehydrated, needs a good tube of chapstick, and does have some scabs.
But listen, if you plan on being a prostitute or sex worker in the future, Blisters is not a good name.
Yeah. I mean, I want ribbed for my pleasure, but not like that.
Blisters, pus bubbles, discharge. Stay away from those names.
Bile cream.
Yeah, bile cream. Not a good one.
I'm going to start calling myself Blisters.
I love that.
I guess
she doesn't reference herself as that until later.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Blisters. Oh, we're really going with that.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, give me the money. I like money. I am a very expensive prostitute.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do all this weird fucking talking that they did. It's very annoying.
And I think this is I think this is where we get the iconic line. I don't know what's left of me, but you can fuck it if you want.
Yeah. That's the best line of the whole movie.
Yeah. And we get some puking. And our next victim is Princess Pam.
She's my favorite. Which,
y'all, yeah, dude, this is one of the highlights. This is.
I also tried to show Jack this. I was like, Chris told me this was funny, and he was right.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite scene. And she's kind of talking about being bulimic. And I don't know. It almost seems like she really has some experience with it. Or like,
I think she was being candid. I think she was just really conveying her experience.
It really seemed like it.
Either that or she's like the one good actress in this thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it did seem real.
And yeah, they do like an interview with her. And then they saw her arm off.
They sure do.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it...
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened there.
She just kind of... And her whole face, her whole demeanor is kind of like, oh, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, I appreciate... This is why I know she's not a good actress. Because she keeps that same face the whole time.
Okay, well, it's a after very this,
and when they confusing. Hand her the guitar too, she's still just making that face, having one arm.
What other
doesn't
face?
She actually like hold the guitar up too though?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So then,
face could she make?
So then Chris told me. Chris told me that like she actually is an amputee.
Yeah.
100%. She really doesn't have an arm. And well, I thought that made more sense. Yeah, I thought that made sense to me because of how she tried to like hold the guitar up there with the stub. I was like, that looks like something that somebody that's experienced
well, that's what
would do, you know?
That's funny. I was going to give them credit on this makeup job on the part where she's holding the guitar, but now I can't even do that because the bitch really didn't have an arm.
Yeah, I know.
Cheating.
I know, because that's what I was thinking, too. It seemed like a really good part.
Yeah.
And now, knowing that it's real, it makes sense.
It was a really good part, still.
I think it's still the best. I just thought it was hilarious. It was... the way she held it up and made that face was... really did me in for a bit.
Yeah,
I laughed. And
she's been doing, like, zombie movies or shows?
I wonder... That's, like, ideal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what I said. That's
obviously
amazing.
Losing a limb like debilitates
your
capability, like your standardized capability.
Yeah.
But how cool. You could just go be the fucking zombie.
Yeah,
or
she's
like
a zombie.
The rape victim in SVU or something. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I think that's amazing that she's using it to her advantage.
Yeah,
I would too.
One of her scenes, she like crawls out one of those fucking body coolers in a morgue or something. And she's all like, "Yeah, I'm a zombie."
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. That's what I would do too. I think that's a good I like that for her.
I do too.
Awesome
scene.
That's
probably the favorite. That's probably my favorite thing I've learned about this movie.
The tentative,
yeah,
tentative accomplishments of one of the features.
Yeah.
I also. Oh no, her. She's Princess Pam. I like the next victim's name the best. Miss Pussy Pants.
Oh, she's the one that gets her throat slit.
Yeah.
Miss Pussy Pants.
Yeah, that's a great name.
I think so too. And ironically, maybe the most anticlimactic murder of the film.
Dude, I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, best name, least memorable murder.
I don't know if I was just so caught up with the whole guitar thing. And
well, that's understandable because I did have to. It did me in for a bit watching her sit there and hold that guitar. I loved that.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was so good. Yeah, I almost made the movie worth it.
Well, it would have made a 40-minute movie worth it.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about these hour and a half, but.
And then we get a shot of just the most bulbous gut.
Yeah.
And a big old Henry belt buckle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
is that supposed to mean something?
I have no idea.
Is that his name? Isn't that his name?
No, he's Hank Skinny.
Hank is his name, not Henry.
Well, that's why I don't know. Is that like a brand? I don't know who Henry is. It might not mean anything.
I have no idea.
All this man owns.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe his name was supposed to be Henry and they changed it.
And he has our princess's severed arm.
Yeah, he does.
And he does. He engages in some gratuitous self-induced vomiting.
And he shoves that severed arm in his mouth.
Yeah.
And pukes up a storm. I don't think I can overstate the amount of puke we get from this guy.
Yeah, he's really putting up the numbers in the puke department.
It's really fucking gross.
I didn't even think it with style.
With pizzazz.
Yeah, something special.
I didn't even think it was real. Until I seen that it was real.
Oh my god.
It was also the velocity with which the puke was being ejected.
Yeah, dude. Just powerful.
Yeah, he has a powerful vomiter.
And stomachfuls.
Yeah. I also love the idea of having a giant beer belly and being called Hank Skinny.
Yeah, me too.
And he's principle, that's great.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, he's slow talking. He's like, I wish I was skinny.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't wish I was skinny.
I bet that dude sucks a mean dick. Because he is deep-throating that bitch's arm like nobody was.
My God, yes. I hated the whole fucking thing.
Dude,
after this is when we get the actual. This is when we get the glass, right? When he starts spilling and drinking the glass.
Yeah,
and it keeps throwing up, and then he keeps drinking it back up through from his glass, and then just refilling it, and he's just a self-sufficient cycle.
Yeah, dude, he is recycling that fucking puke, dude. Just,
yeah, he's got
it's
no
so
carbon.
Fucking gross. Right?
Puke in the cup. Don't drink waste. It. Puke in the cup. Drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that made me gag a little bit, I think.
Oh, yeah. God, I could, like, taste it in my mouth. It's also, it's bloody.
Yeah.
There's a pink hue to all the fluids being swirled around here.
Uh-huh.
And blood gets featured more heavily in all the vomit going forward for the most part.
That's true.
We get clips of toilet bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full of bloody vomit.
Yeah.
Going forward.
Well, and I don't know, not to fucking oversell Hank Skinny, but dude, he's just fucking going crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like spewing all over the camera. He's fucking puking left and right.
It was a lot of puke. A lot.
No, I think it was like a. he was trying to set the bar, and I don't think anyone else reached it. I think.
Yeah, nobody came fucking close. You know.
Yeah.
He said, I thought this bitch was called Slaughter Vomit Dolls.
Yeah, dude.
Not puny pookie bitches.
He came in there like fucking, I don't know, Stone Cold Steve Austin or something, dude.
Yeah, he did.
You just hear the glass shatter, and he just comes in and fucks shit up.
Did I spray vomit? I crush cans of vomit?
Yeah.
He also engages in the next murder, which is of one Mr. Alan Nasty.
Yeah.
In which he is tortured for a bit. And the result of that is a circular saw being taken to his head.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was real nice too.
We sort of excavate the area on the top of his head for...
Mm-hmm.
You could describe this as like a serving dish.
Yeah.
For Hank Skinny.
Skinny.
Oh my god.
He engages in some light chewing of the, I guess, brain matter. I don't know for sure what the, like, layers of epidermis and bone are like for sure up there, but whatever it is, he's gnawing on it, mm-hmm. and he's puking on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He's eating brains and puking right back into that skull.
Uh-huh. Over and over.
Well, you know, he loves to fill his own bowl.
And, like, it was cool, but I don't know. I think this is where I had the thought, like, everything kind of overstays its welcome a little bit.
Every single scene goes too far.
There's about 10 minutes too much of everything that happens.
Uh-huh.
Except for the coolest for part, sure. The fucking guitar. That was like five seconds.
And then they chopped away from her immediately. I agree. That was very disappointing.
Yep.
I guess there was nowhere else to go, but I don't know, man.
No. There's...
I could have watched it for a little while.
I could have watched 40 minutes of just her trying to fucking play that guitar.
Yeah.
Especially because it was obviously a fucking right hand, like strong for a right handed guitarist. She's got no fucking arm.
Yeah, that was a genius fucking move, man.
Yeah, I don't even think they realized it either, because otherwise they'd have spent more time there.
Yeah.
Because she didn't really engage in any vomiting. She just described in detail her own experiences with vomiting.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But after Alan Nasty, we get... Well, previous to this, we had a few glimpses of... my guess is the strip club where Miss Angela Aberdeen works.
Yeah, she kind of does an awkward... we
get a full length one, yeah. Kind of, in between these last two instances, and I can only describe it as like depressing. I don't know. Yeah, but her routine in here, she starts out with a cute little outfit in this one. It shows her in the strip club a few times, and the outfits mm-hmm. change, so I know it's meant to be different instances.
Yeah,
at the very least.
It's her life. She's a stripper.
Yeah. Ironically, she moves pretty well. She doesn't make use of the pole so much. She does a lot of flopping on the floor type stripping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a thing to do.
I hope we don't accidentally pick up a fucking vomit fetish watching these movies.
I am not gonna accidentally pick up a vomit fetish.
Some more indiscernible blurbs, they make creative use of the child in the last clip is singing a song that I don't know what the song is, but
mm-hmm.
they reference the song audibly before even showing that clip, but it's so manipulated that you can't really identify it. And then they feature another creepy clip by the child, which is heavily manipulated. It like shows her going in reverse and like
uh-huh.
Oh yeah, that was weird, man.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's just creepy. Kids doing anything creeps me the fuck out.
Yeah, and you see your fucking ponytail or whatever moving in weird ways. That's not...
Well, it's that uncanny valley effect, right? Because it's like almost human looking, but it's mm-hmm. behaving strangely.
Yeah, that was weird.
Our Angela Aberdeen, I think it's around here that she finally actually introduces herself by name.
Uh-huh.
Not Blisters.
Get old blisters.
And she just draws her a nice, sad suicide bath.
Yeah.
And that's where we end.
Did you notice the fucking pair of scissors just taped to the wall?
What was that about? I wondered as well. I said, "That's I don't know. Maybe that's a convenience thing. I don't remember ever in the shower being like, I could use a pair of scissors.
Yeah. But like, what the fuck are you doing with scissors in the shower?
I don't know. It seems like a lot of safety hazards.
Mm-hmm.
And she just like holds herself down in the bathtub.
Well, she strikes a...
I don't know how you could do it.
She strikes a pose first.
Uh-huh.
She, like, props herself into the corner and, like, opens her legs.
Yeah.
Just something to remember me by, I guess. I don't know. And then, yeah, draws herself a bath and takes the most dedicated route to suicide I've ever seen depicted. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my big thing, was the ending. Like, I don't know how you would even... How would you instinct, keep yourself in the bath? Because, yeah, your instinct is going to be...
Over, I think for most people.
Yeah, because your instinct is immediately going to be, get out of here.
I'm sure drugs could help abate that. I'm sure you can legitimately be depressed enough to, like, go through an intentional drowning. I remember going up here all the time. It only takes like 3 feet
of water, or like a foot and a half of water.
Like, well, I know, but I remember hearing growing up, it only takes like 3 inches of water to drown.
Yeah, if you're face down, maybe.
I know, that's what I know. But I don't know how one could actually, I can't relate to intentionally keeping yourself submerged for long enough to actually.
Because you like, you would like water. Lose consciousness first, right? And when you do, you just freaking pop back up.
Yeah, I don't know. I know the process of drowning is like your lungs filling with water, though, correct? I don't know how the floating dynamics work for that. I would assume you would still just float up, but I don't
know. I guess I'm going to have to try it. And she also has like a noose around her neck or something, but it's only like 6 inches long.
Yeah, I thought it was like an edgy choker. I thought this was like a BDSM thing. I didn't think it was actually a noose.
Oh, yeah, it might be.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Pretty anticlimactic, I think. I think there were some high points. Like, there was some disturbing imagery in this. I think the whole thing as a package was defaultly contrived and way too long.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see where the series goes.
I do hope it takes some sort of different direction.
Yeah, I hope it gets better.
Stylistically. I'm begging for... If there's not a plot, there has to be more going on.
True.
And if there's not... If you have all this... Because this could have been impactful if there was like anything motivating it, but there wasn't. So it was just strange.
I don't know. I guess the plot is freaking stripper hooker, blisters.
Yeah.
Goes crazy and kills herself?
Yeah.
Hopefully you get some answers in the next movie.
All right.
I think it's time to rate this thing.
Yeah. It's time to rate this thing.
Lisa, give me your star rating and your what the fuck moment.
I think my star rating's going to be a half star.
Half star from Lisa.
It's
going, is that your lowest?
It's tied with Devil's Experiment.
Oh shit! Okay,
that checks out. That movie was garbage.
Oh
yeah. So that's what it's going. That's what it's gonna be. Half a star. My what the fuck moment has to be the guy just using the severed arm to fucking make himself puke.
Yeah. It's a good. That was a highlight.
It was big time.
So terrible. Like, so many times.
Skinny really carried this film for me.
Yeah.
So many times during that scene, I was like, why is this going on for so fucking long? Why is this not over yet? I don't know what's left of me, but you can fuck it if you want. 100% best line of the movie.
Yeah, I'm going to say it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. We can definitely take that away from this movie.
Uh-huh.
It at least gave us that. Bo, you got a rating and a what the fuck moment for us?
I'm going to go... I guess I'll go like... if I saw like a montage of a couple of these scenes, I'd give it higher. But the movie was so long feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to go like 1.5, I guess.
Okay.
Because I think it was almost effective. But they just fucking missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck moment? I think it's got to be the sad skeletal stripping.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a rough scene. Sad. Mm-hmm.
There were some bangers for sure. It's either that or like one of the more obvious ones. Filling a cup with your own vomit to chug it and then like perpetuating that cycle for like an uncomfortably long amount of time was pretty what the fucky.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But I think the strip dance was it's got to be that for me.
Okay.
All right, Chris, what's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
Oh man. I think I'm going to give this one. What was your star rating, Bo?
1.5.
We're usually pretty similar.
I always copy Bo. I was like, I'm going to do 1.5.
And we're usually on the same page. It's okay.
Yeah, fucking 1.5. I got to go with
okay.
it.
Yeah, man, I wanted to like it, but they kind of just fucked it off.
I was so fucking sick of this movie by the end of it, man.
Yeah.
That's what I have to remind myself is like, it's cute to remember Guitar Girl, but then I remember the like hour and 20 minutes that surrounded her.
Exactly.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's got highlights for sure, but god damn.
Yeah, Hank Skinny really tried to carry it.
It's a slog.
Yeah, he did.
And it even started out really kind of unsettling. Like, there was a whole kind of sad and haunting kind of vibe to it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. But then they didn't do nothing with that. They just kept it right there.
Yeah.
I know.
It only lasts for so long.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I think they exhausted it. They set the vibe. They set the atmosphere, as you said, but then they exhausted that atmosphere. Yeah. They didn't do anything with it.
And I think my what the fuck moment is, I think going back to those fucking child videos.
Uh-huh.
When she's like, oh, I'm gonna be a star. And then it cuts to her as an adult. She's like, I'm a prostitute.
Yeah.
It was like, kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some of the more like, relatably haunting aspects, I think.
Yeah.
You
know, life fucks you, man.
Also what makes me think that Lucy is actually a creep. Because I don't know, it's weird to like actively engage in this behavior with people while actively reminding the people around you that they were somebody's little girl. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's rough. It really is.
I don't know.
It's really fucking rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my what the fuck moment.
All right. Are you ready to put it on our leaderboards?
I'm ready for you to tell me how spicy you think this movie is.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm ready.
Okay. Don't act like you're going to fucking forget it, Liz.
No, because I was just thinking about it.
That's why she tried to skip it.
No, I already have one.
Oh, shit. Okay. What you got?
Okay, so this is that weird black truffle hot sauce that we have.
Okay, that's oddly specific.
It is, because it's hot sauce.
Yeah.
And you think it's going to be spicy.
Okay.
But it's just fucking weird.
I don't think spicy when I hear black truffle.
Well, it's supposed to be black truffle hot sauce.
That's a weird thing to do.
But, it's not. It's just very weird.
Yeah. That's a strange profile to try to make spicy.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that pretty much sums up Slaughter Vomit Dolls.
I've consumed probably in excess of 200 hours of Gordon Ramsay content in the past couple months.
Uh-huh.
So I'm pretty much a chef now.
Hell yeah.
And that black truffle sauce was definitely made by a Muppet.
You wouldn't put truffles in a hot sauce?
I wouldn't.
No, it's weird.
I'd boil my pasta for 6 minutes, and then I put black truffles on the side and a nice bolognese.
And
have you seen him trying to make a grilled cheese?
I've seen. I'm on the precipice of having seen everything that man has ever done.
And I'm not saying, like, I kind of like this hot sauce.
Yeah.
You just have to use a tiny bit of it because it does have a weird flavor when you get too much of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a flavor, that's for sure.
But I really think that it's a good comparison to this movie.
Interesting.
All right, Bo, how spicy is this movie for you?
This is a bottle of chocolate milk that got left in the back of the fridge.
Yeah.
And you take a drink and it's chunky.
I guess I'm gonna go with late night buffalo wings at a strip club.
Yeah, those legs and eggs. I don't know.
Lisa, where's this one gonna fall on your leaderboard?
Oh, it's going at the very bottom of my leaderboard. It is number 14 on my leaderboard.
Number 14. Dead
that
blast.
That is last below Devil's Experiment. My bottom three are Devil Woman Doctor, Devil's Experiment, and Slaughtered Vomit Dolls.
Hell yeah. All right, Bo, where are you putting this one on your leaderboard?
There, I definitely didn't love it, so I'll put it right underneath. Where's Devil Woman Doctor for me? Did I even put those on the leaderboard?
Devil Woman Doctor is your number 10 right now.
Oh, God. What's my number 11?
Lucky Sky Diamond.
No, and I'll put this under Lucky Sky Diamond.
Okay,
I liked all those more than this.
We're going to go Slaughtered Vomit Dolls at number 12.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Guinea pig number one can fuck all the way off, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah. It was a terrible movie.
So Bo's bottom three are Slaughtered Vomit Dolls, Bouquet, and then Devil's Experiment.
Okay. Makes sense, I think.
Yeah, but I wanted to like Bouquet because that guy was hot. And everything was so stupid.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are way too hard on Bouquet. I think that movie was crazy.
All right, well, where's it going on your leaderboard, Chris?
That's going below Android. This is my new low.
Okay.
I can't believe I did Lucky Sky Diamond like that.
Yeah.
I can't either. I remember that you and I disagreed about Android, because I like midget stuff. Yeah.
I'm still not a fan of Android, but I don't know, man. I still think about Lucky Sky Diamond, man. That movie was insane,
dude. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, man. I'm sure if I watched it again, I'd be like, yeah, fuck this movie. But
yeah, it can be impactful and not enjoyable. It's not watchable. We don't know what they're yelling about the whole time, and they're yelling the whole time.
My memory of the movie, I think, is better than the movie itself.
Yeah, because you just remember angry, hot Polynesian princess.
Flower goddesses and fucking cream cheese slinging everywhere. Fucking Boxman.
Oh, and Boxman. That was angry.
Yeah, man. That movie was crazy, dude. Infinitely more interesting than fucking Slaughtered Vomit Dolls.
Yeah, I'll give it that. It was definitely, there was more going on visually.
Yeah, which is why it's number 4 on my list.
Yeah, at least
Lucky Sky Diamond is number 4 for me. Yeah. It is number 10 for Bo, and not number 10, number 11 for Bo.
Yeah, the audio in that was untenable because there was that strange beeping and the incessant screaming that I had no context
the
for.
The screaming. That's
so much screaming. It was like I didn't think I would make it through it, so much screaming.
Yeah. I think that's why I remember it so fondly. I kind of tuned out all the screaming.
Yeah, that's not an ability I've mastered. I don't have like a wife and children. So
I think it comes with having kids. Yeah,
absolutely. That's a learned skill necessary for survival, I would imagine.
It is.
But I haven't had that struggle, so I don't know.
All right. Man. So what's left?
Well, I wanted to ask you, now that we kind of know that, at least the filming of this movie, I think everything was mostly above board, abuse-wise. Do you think that changed your perception of the movie? Like, is it not as unsettling knowing that everybody was having at least an okay time?
No, I still hated the movie.
Yeah. Same for me. I compartmentalize stuff pretty severely anyway, but also it's like, I don't really know how above board everything was.
True.
Yeah.
I know that his main bitch seemed real into it, but that's sort of how those dynamics.
I guess we'll never really know. I don't know. Princess Pam had a fucking great time.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I mean. I don't know.
Because you get to see her before and after. And she was.
I just know a couple of those bitches in the making of sent super mixed signals.
Yeah, especially Miss Piggy.
When you're just repeating what's being said to you with a camera 5 inches from your face, I don't know about her.
Yeah, okay, well, I would probably do the same. Like, I would get super nervous as soon as they're like, all right, we're going to fucking gouge your eyes out. Okay. Like, whenever, a nurse or something takes my fucking blood pressure, I got to be like, all right, don't freak out and have fucking crazy high blood pressure. Like, everything's fine. I start holding my breath and then my fucking it's fucking crazy, man. I get nervous. And that would probably
I don't relate to that.
I would probably get nervous if somebody puts the camera in my face and says, "All right, are you here on your own free will?"
Yeah, but I'll try it later.
I'd be like, yeah.
I'll try it later. We'll see how nervous he gets.
I'm too much of a troll to answer those questions realistically anyway. But, no, I don't know. It's a strange. It was maybe influenced by their decision to release the making of in that fucking strange voice filter thing.
Yeah, because I didn't watch it other than the few seconds Chris showed me, and I already know it was stupid.
That's why I was like, I can't tell if this is a bit or what.
I don't know.
But, decisions were made either way. I don't know. It didn't impact it for me either way, really.
I know there's so many little special features on, I think, all these movies that I wish we had. I think they would add a little bit more.
I read a review, and I referenced it earlier, but he said that the director himself says that he thinks everyone should watch all the special features because they really inform the film. And I think that's just a testament to a film being bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe.
If there's qualifiers you have to get through for it to be a presentable or acceptable movie experience, then it's a bad movie.
When we watch movies, we always have this kind of safety net, right? Where we're like, oh, yeah, it's just a movie. But, you know, things like Cannibal Holocaust, they try to do things to maybe fray that safety net by actually killing real animals. So you're wondering, is this just a movie?
Where that safety net is the product of, we have a machine in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That has, systems and systems and systems in place.
True.
Because of, a history of doing shady shit.
Right, yeah. But then,
only a product of that shady shit those systems even exist. But those don't exist outside of, Hollywood.
But then what about, the Blair Witch Project? Everybody fucking thought that shit was real. That frayed the safety net big time.
Yeah, but that was mostly hysterics, right? That was...
Definitely.
Which, and this might be that a similar thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering if this is, Lucy's weird way of trying to fray the safety net.
I think if you asked him, he would probably give you some...
That would be fucking ridiculous, whatever.
Yeah, falsified sense of intellectualizing that, yeah, this is my satirical take on hand-holding and patronistic filmography, and I'm sure he would say something to that effect.
Yeah.
I think that man's probably full of shit.
100%. yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, because going into this movie, I 100% was like, oh, this is some fucked up weird abuse movie, and it kind of made it even more unsettling to me because I think it did fray the safety net. But then after I do all the research for it, I'm like, oh, this seems mostly okay.
it was strange that like a lot of the abuse things I saw were like in comments on like boards like on Reddit or like random movie blog.
That's usually how it is.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, that's gonna do it for Slaughtered Vomit Dolls. Tune in next week as we continue Vomit Month.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be so great.
Oh yeah, it'll be gaggy.
Yeah,
we get gaggy. Testing that gag reflex with the second movie in the Vomit Gore Quadrilogy, Regurgitated Sacrifice.
What? That's what it's called?
That's exactly what it's called.
Regurgitated Sacrifice?
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Oh my god.
And okay, you know, honestly, I think there's nowhere to go but up, so I got high hopes for this one.
I don't.
We're probably taking lateral moves, but
true.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it. Tune in next time. What the fuck are you watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as Instant Noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.